What day is it today?
That is an excellent question.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Oh, yeah.
I bust my hump every day.
We're the number one show.
Okay.
You got a hit show.
We're entertainers.
That's debatable.
What a freak show.
Freak show.
That's more like it.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this hump day. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Some people aren't so happy, though. Before we get into the Department of Corrections in the state of Nevada, the reason for the poll question today, I need to address Judy. And Judy, take this with all sincerity. I am so, so sorry you lost everything in the Tamarack fire. I truly am. Nothing wipes out your life like a horrible fire. But here's Judy's email to me. Did you not rant on about COVID not being real for a whole year? Question mark. I know you got COVID, and I'm sorry. However, I can't bear to listen to you go on incessantly about trivial four-letter S words. Okay, first off, Judy, this is why we record everything and have it in our podcasts. I never said the virus was fake. I never said the virus wasn't real. I said there is a virus. The pandemic is fake. Because COVID tests can't distinguish between COVID-19, the Delta variant, or the flu. But the numbers had to be escalated. That's why everybody was tested with faulty PCR tests, and everybody was listed as a COVID death, even gunshot wounds. Car accidents, cancer patients. And I'm sorry, Judy, that you believe that trying to help people understand that these vaccines, the binder in them is graphene oxide, which is a carcinogen, is trivial squat. People's lives, memories, pictures, people's lives, memories lost. Again, I'm sorry you lost everything on a fire that should never have been. But that's who you should be taking that out on, Judy, not me, for trying to save people's lives. Because they've got everything going against them right now, including the employees of the state of Nevada. Let's talk about the poll question. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? Forcing people. Intimidating people. Coercing people. Into taking a shot that is experimental. That has cancer-causing components to it. Look it up. Never believe me. Look it up. Don't go through mainstream media. Don't go through Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. Let me put this on pause for just a second. Lee Elliott wants to say something. Lee, I'm going to go ahead and let you speak your piece, but I really don't care what Tom Sullivan does on his show, what he talks about, but you've got a minute here. Go ahead.
Listen, everybody should care what's going on with them.
when he comes out and tells people that unless you get the shot, the poke, whatever you want to call it, are second-hand citizens, that's just plain wrong. You know, it's a freedom of choice, people. Yes, there is a variant out there. There is COVID-19. Never have denied that. My brother and sister got it. My sister-in-law got it real bad. Monica's got it. Other friends have gotten it. But the pandemic, like Monica has said, is crap. And I honor Monica for standing up for this, people. A lot of you follow me also. And I'm telling you right now, when you're called a second-hand citizen, that's enough. I'm done being who I am, the nice guy. So don't talk to me about it's not real. Because I'll tell you what, when he said that, I was done, Monica. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not just him. There are media representatives out there saying that those who aren't vaccinated should be put in jail. They should be limited in their services and locked in their homes. This is people in the media in this country, in this free country, saying this. And that includes your state. So here's the deal. A lot of people know that I've been working to try and get the message out about an incarcerated gentleman who got life in prison without the possibility of parole for defending his own life. Someone had a gun pointed at his head and he fought back. He wrestled that gun. The gun went off and killed a gangbanger by the name of, well, we'll just call him Mr. Wares. But here's the deal. That gang was threatening his life, threatening to kill him, his family. Wares allegedly raped his 15-year-old daughter. And then the gang raped her, hence gang raped the child of 15. But because he was given bad advice by legal representation, none of this stuff came out about gangs and intimidation and life threats. Possibly even a paid-off judge in this case. I'd like to know why I can't get, after 4 weeks of trying, Mr. Getz on the air. Where is his freedom of speech? Where is his voice? Keep calling the Nevada Department of Corrections, but can't seem to get a call back. Because one of the things that Jack wants to talk about is the fact that he was intimidated and forced into getting a vaccination so he could see his family. Yeah, it didn't go very well for him because he got sick immediately afterwards. I know personally firsthand a mother who had to suffer for weeks when her son, who is incarcerated, was admitted into the hospital and no one would give her any information because he took the shot. Once again, coerced into taking it. You want to see your family. You need to get the vaccination. That's what they call it. I call it a shot. An experimental shot. Now a mandate is being handed down that all state workers have to get this shot. Intimidation. Coercion. See, here's the deal. If you're honest about things, kind of like, you know, talking about Dr. Gansert there saying this is the safest vaccine that there's ever been made. not taking into account, I guess, reading the CDC VAERS reports that, more people have died from these vaccines in the last 6 months than in the last 20 years of vaccines combined. At a panel, at a meeting with the Department of Corrections, Governor Sisolak, Aaron Ford, the Director of Corrections, sat around a table. Thank goodness it was videotaped, because now we have proof of their lies. When AG Ford asked, well, do we have any proof? Do we have any incidents with the vaccines? Any reactions? Any adverse effects? And the Director of Correction says, not to my knowledge. You have inmates being hospitalized and doctors telling him not to take the second shot. You have a veteran employee of rank wanting to make a good impression for his underlings, taking the shot, who is now learning to walk again. And I will have them on with me, because their story needs to be told. Because those in the state of Nevada who are calling the shots, literally, are hurting people. I urge you, take a stand. Just like the whistleblower who contacted me, who will be on the air with me. She's ready to put her pension in jeopardy. All of these people are willing to put their pension in jeopardy. Which, again, not being able to tell the truth, there's coercion for you. Hence today's question. Should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code, violating people's constitutional rights? I'm voting yes. Because the governor, the attorney general, the director of corrections, they all know that this shot is having adverse effects on people. And by the way, where's all that hydroxychloroquine that the state ordered for the Department of Corrections? Because the inmates aren't getting it. The officers aren't getting it. But the taxpayers paid for it. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. There's a new Prince album out called Welcome to America. Response, Tupac? Broadway will require audience vaccinations. Performers applauded the move, or at least they tried to applaud, but instead broke into jazz hands. A 22-year-old man on a Frontier Airlines flight had to be duct taped to his seat after he grabbed the chests of flight attendants and punched another. Sadly, this is still better than Spirit Airlines. And scientists discovered a 310-million-year-old preserved brain. I hope they put that in a museum, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Oh yeah, I did! This is not headline news.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And again, it goes back to show me the money. Teachers' unions are lobbying for mask mandates for kids and asking for more money. Yet 95% of the hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions, of your tax dollars that the feds gave them hasn't been spent. Where's the money? Something that we should all be asking, where's the money? When I ask you for money, like for Riot to get his knee replacements, for water and snacks for the firefighters, you're amazing. You always turn out. When we were going through the legislative process, you turned out and you made phone calls and, well, it was just incredible. We actually got some things flipped, some things not passed. Because you make the difference. I need you again. We all need you again. Phone calls, letters, put it in the snail mail if you have to. Emails to every single politician on the federal level that you can think of. This infrastructure bill with bipartisan support, I don't care. Corruption is corruption. It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or a liberal, whatever you call yourself. When you're stealing money from the American people under the guise of infrastructure, it's still stealing. More and more is coming out about the infrastructure bill, and it has to be stopped. It has to be killed in its tracks. $250 million for an invasive plant species to be removed. That's in the infrastructure deal. $50 million for studies on how to tax us more with road usage and per miles fees. Oh, by the way, that's in the Green New Deal, or it was. So now they're calling it the infrastructure deal. Studies on people hitting deer. I'm not kidding you. That is infrastructure. $50 million for 10 transportation resilience and adaption centers of excellence, which will do climate change reports and engage disadvantaged communities. Upgraded Amtrak train service. Not two in Canada. Your tax dollars. Promoting more lady truckers. But I thought gender wasn't a thing anymore. Anybody can be a trucker. That's infrastructure. Studying the safety of limousines. Infrastructure. All new cars having to be equipped with breathalyzers. That's not just to catch drunk drivers. That's infrastructure. Studies on smoking weed and driving. Infrastructure. Sport fishing and recreational boating safety. $2.5 billion in green energy subsidies for schools and nonprofits. And the Digital Equity Act. Infrastructure. We'll be back with more on this horrendous infrastructure bill as the truth comes out. This isn't about infrastructure. It's about payoffs. And you're paying for it. It's the Monica Jay Show.
He'd say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't follow the mainstream media and what they're pushing. I'll get to that in just a second. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You can go to the websites today. Either one that you go to, you can answer today's poll question if you like. Talking about forcing state workers, threats of jobs, all that good stuff. Should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? Or, you know, maybe we could just change that to violating the Constitution. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's question, should men in the military be allowed to grow beards? 63% of those participating said no. It has a lot to do with safety. Personal safety. So, Judy, I hope you don't mind because I'm going to flood you with information on what I'm working on when it comes to the vaccines. So, and I'm sorry if I sound a little harsh because, you know, you talk to people who know me and I'm one of the sweetest gals out there. Do anything for anybody. And that's why I'm being harsh, because the media is pushing so much. And it's interesting to call it misinformation because it's just, it's information from alternative sites. They're going with what Fauci wants you to rely on. They're going with what, you know, the CDC, who, by the way, just as a reminder, is not a federal agency. It's funded by people like Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the ones pushing agendas. Nobody even trusts them anymore with the information that they put out. So where do you find the information? I go to actual doctors and scientists. I'm going to bring you some of those scientists here in just a second. First off, though, I want to check with Glenn. Glenn's on the talk and text line at 884-9910. Glenn, thanks for being on the program. What do you think about the science?
The last year of Trump's presidency, Biden and the Democrats was telling us, follow the science. The only thing is, the science they want to follow is the science that fits their agenda, which is not science. Now, 1918, the Spanish flu pandemic, the masks were tried, and the top medical professionals at that time said the mask mandate was causing secondary infections. That is science. Now, this mask mandate today is not science, because if they followed the science, they'd follow 1918. No, we would not be masking up and all this stuff. We'll be in biohazmat suits. Mm-hmm. So follow the science, not the fake science, the real science.
The doctors
but they don't
who
want to push
the doctors who are being silenced and taken off of social media that won't be interviewed by the mainstream media, the actual doctors and scientists out there doing the job. Glenn, thank you for your comments on this, because that's, you know, that's the thing. People are listening to the wrong people. And there's a huge lawsuit going. I forget where I start this, but I want you to hear just a little bit of this.
And the Legal Eagle Dream Team consists of warrior attorneys who plan to bring lawsuits really across the country on subjects like, is the EUA appropriate when we know that there's other early treatment? Lockdowns are inappropriate because we know that they don't work and they're interfering with our constitutional rights. If you're a person who wants to fight back on these issues, you go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org. You can find all the information you need on our legal site, on our legal resources page, and you also could be paired with an attorney who wants to help you fight that fight.
Oh, wow.
That's the back America's
yeah,
Frontline Doctors.
We need to fight back.
We need to fight back. And one of those attorneys is Joey Gilbert. He sits on the board of the America's Frontline Doctors, and he's in the fight. He wants to make sure that people are protected, and so do the other lawyers that are fighting the Legal Eagle Dream Team, knowing that they're not following the science.
Crimes against humanity, that came out of the Nuremberg Convention, or Codex, I guess it's called. Genocide, homicide, attempted homicide, criminal assault, criminal battery, fraud in connection with a major disaster for emergency benefits, and racketeering. All of which effectively require, not all of them, I should say that, most all of them require the predicate offense of conspiracy, that agreement between two or more people. So we wrote out this criminal complaint, and with my colleagues, who I'll introduce you to in a minute, we came up with all of those crimes alleged, complete with extensive evidence. The story begins some years ago with something called the Good Club, where the ultra-elite, supremely wealthy, including Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey,
I've mentioned those to
you
before,
that love Oprah, Warren Buffett, they all got together in New York, and they decided that the world is overpopulated. And you would have seen after that Bill Gates up on the stage, no different than this one, saying, yeah, the world's overpopulated. We got to get that carbon number down to zero. Well, this is the creation, the foundation of what it is we have today. Certainly, they're not the first, but they are all eugenicists. And they openly stated that. So along comes then this biological entity. Funny enough, Event 201. Has anybody heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the practice run. It happened all of 2 months before we had the bioweapon released.
COVID.
So the theory of the case goes something along these lines. Conspirators planned, invented, created a biowarfare weapon in joint collaboration with the Chinese government or some part thereof to purposefully release the COVID weapon to cause terror, economic hardship, depression, mm-hmm. false imprisonment, injury, mm-hmm. death to the global population, mm-hmm. and psychological warfare, mm-hmm. all under this word called a pandemic. We call it plandemic. It required complicitors who used their media apparatus for the purpose of public policy, coercion, travel restrictions, employment restrictions, liberty restrictions, all in furtherance of a criminal enterprise, to trick, to coerce, to intimidate, to compel global populations into receiving one or more experimental gene therapy shots. I think you all understand that. These are not vaccines. They're not vaccines by definition, and certainly they are experimental, going back to the Nuremberg Code, which is patently illegal to say, actually to say nothing at all, right? Informed consent is one of the deals that you have to do. How can you have informed consent when the inserts to the package, I don't know if anybody ever seen that, they pull out the box, the vial comes in and pull out the insert, there's nothing on it. So how can you have informed consent? How can you understand what is in this experimental shot if there's literally nothing at all printed on?
So I'll put this entire interview on my webpage. The American Frontline Doctors, America's Frontline Doctors, remember, they were silenced from the very beginning. They were intimidated. They were harassed. They lost their jobs. Dr. Gold there speaking first. Well, now there are lawsuits. See, justice takes a while sometimes. Joey Gilbert involved with these lawsuits. And I'm proud to say now from my whistleblower at the Department of Corrections at the state of Nevada that the state employees will now be joining, hopefully very shortly, Joey Gilbert and the lawsuit against the state of Nevada. See, these are the things that the mainstream media doesn't want to cover. But this is why I stay up until 3-4 o'clock in the morning, spending 10 hours on show prep for a 2-hour program to help inform you of what's going on around the world and right here at home. Also on my webpage at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com is the movie. It's close to 2 hours. It's an hour and 47 minutes. Deep Rig. The Deep Rig. All about a stolen election. I've told you for a year and a half now. It was a plandemic, that there was a virus, but it was man-made. Even when people were screaming it was from a bat, I told you, no, it was man-made. And I've been yelled at, I've been screamed at, I've been criticized, and you know what? I don't care. Because I will continue to bring you the truth. Because it wasn't about a virus. It was about an election. And next week, everything is going to come culminating together. I believe more lockdowns, truth about the election, the cyber symposium with Mike Lindell, the national emergency broadcast system test, the release of Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony. More cyber threats, more hacking, because they don't want you to know the truth about what has been going on. Not only for the last year and a half, but for decades. What the lawyer mentioned there about Bill Gates, just as a little reminder for you from years ago.
Let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We can lower that. I know people don't want to wrap their heads around this. That's fine. But think about your kids. If you don't want to think about yourself, think about your grandkids. It's not the environment that we're leaving to them. It's a lack of reproduction. It's a lack of freedom. It's a lack of control over their own lives. That's the reality that we're leaving for them if we let this all just play out. It's the Monica Jay Show.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's time to wrap up the Monica Jay Show for this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we're going to wrap it up with more of your tax dollars. When you can't send your kids to school, when you can't upgrade your living conditions, when you can't get that car fixed or even yourself fixed because the medical care is too expensive, here's what is in that bipartisan infrastructure bill. Your money. You need to get on the phones. You need to get on the phones to those senators. Any politician that will represent Americans, not just their own interests. $2.5 billion in green energy subsidies for schools and nonprofits. The Digital Equity Act. $5 billion for low zero emission school buses. $250 million for electric ferries. Boy, hope that battery doesn't die in the middle of the water. One of President Trump's accomplishments, refilling to the tippy top all of our strategic reserves. You know what a strategic reserve is, right? We're in a war or a national emergencies that our vehicles for the military have gas. We are selling 87 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserves. Yeah. Section 90002, Strategic Petroleum Reserve drawdown and sale. So not only are they getting rid of, well, your dollars, but they're getting rid of our assets as well. Another $2.6 billion for NOAA. $50 million for Utah. Well, there's Mitt's payout. $16.3 billion for DOE, renewable energy and efficiency programs. That's infrastructure. $2.1 billion for carbon dioxide transportation infrastructure. $21.5 billion for clean energy demonstrations. Not for clean energy. Demonstrations. $21.5 billion. $1 billion for the Appalachian Regional Commission. Well, there's Manchin's payout. And you might want to look a little bit deeper into that, because why do I say it's Manchin's payout? $1 billion? Because his wife runs that commission. $150 million for the Delta Regional Authority. $75 million for the Denali Commission. Well, there's Murkowski's payout. $14.2 billion for the FCC. I wonder why they need an increase like that. Could it be to shut the voice of America down? $3.4 billion in federal building funds. It's all here. Fish and Wildlife Service. P&A for workers. When we should be focusing on roads and bridges, things that keep America running, we're looking at daycare. This is a problem. This is your tax dollars. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.